A year of pain and sorrow. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's how Ukraine's President Zelensky describes the last 12 months since the invasion 1 year ago today by Russian forces. But he predicts that 2023 will be the year of Ukraine's victory. In Kyiv this morning, church bells playing the Ukrainian national anthem. President Biden will meet virtually with the leaders of the G7 countries today, promising more sanctions.
The United States will implement sweeping sanctions against key sectors that generate revenue for Putin, go after more Russian banks, Russia's defense and technology industry, and actors in third-party countries that are attempting to backfill and evade our sanctions.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The United Nations General Assembly has passed a resolution calling on Russia to end the invasion and withdraw its forces. China has offered to broker a ceasefire and peace talks. Federal transportation safety investigators say a failed wheel bearing is likely what caused that toxic train derailment 3 weeks ago in eastern Ohio.
Sensors said the bearings and axle heated up on the 23rd car 215 degrees over 30 miles, a critical stage. An alarm alerted the engineer as the train was slowed and auto brakes kicked in. The wheel bearings failed and the train derailed. The 23rd car was hauling plastic pellets, which combined with the hot axle to start the fire.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg visited East Palestine, Ohio, yesterday for the first time.
Had a good conversation with the mayor, who is clearly very focused on supporting this community and helping the community move forward.
The secretary admitted he should have gone sooner. John Dilbeck was executed last evening in Florida. He'd killed a woman during a 1990 carjacking years after murdering a sheriff's deputy. But in his final words said, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has done a lot worse. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh expected back on the witness stand for a second day today in his double murder trial.
Murdaugh spent hours on the stand answering questions about his opioid addiction, his finances, about stealing millions from clients, even being disbarred, but he denied he was desperate enough to kill.
I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime.
The disgraced South Carolina lawyer on trial for allegedly killing 52-year-old Maggie Murdaugh and their 22-year-old son Paul, or Pawpaw, as he kept calling him. Murdaugh actually admitted to lying to cops about being at the estate's kennels earlier in the evening on June 7th, the day when the bodies were later found. He also said that he initially lied about being at the dog kennels because of his years-long addiction to opioids, which he said actually makes him paranoid.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Power crews are working through the night in southern Michigan trying to restore service. Now about 728,000 homes and businesses still off the grid because of the Wednesday night ice storm. The mountains east of Los Angeles could get 2 to 5 feet of snow today, varying with the elevation. There'll be no legalized magic mushrooms in Utah.
The Utah Senate's Health and Human Services Committee neither advanced nor rejected the measure, effectively ending its chances of passage as lawmakers prepare to adjourn for the year. Proponents had hoped the success of the state's medical marijuana regulations could persuade members of the Republican supermajority to adopt a similar framework. The pilot program would have let 5,000 patients suffering from mental illnesses, including post-traumatic stress, depression, and anxiety, to consume the psychedelic mushrooms under a therapist's supervision. Psychedelics remain illegal on a federal level, but several states, including Colorado and Oregon, have taken steps to decriminalize possession or legalize their consumption for therapeutic purposes. Lee Silasera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.